The message today is from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 11.
我念中文，张弟兄会念英文。我念中文的时候，你方便念中文的人，请你跟我一起念。你 if you're more comfortable to read English, please follow Brother James. 中文第一节，我们一起来。过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他。
Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly ways to arrest Jesus and kill him.
只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper,A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Some of these present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume?"
这香膏可以卖30多两银子周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor, and they rebuked her harshly.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”
Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful things to me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在。要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body.Beforehand to prepare for my burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
十二门徒之中有一个加略人犹大，去见祭司长。要把耶稣交给他们。
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them.
他们听见就欢喜，又应许给他银子，他就寻思如何得便，把耶稣交给他们。
They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
我们这次的信息是逾越节的羔羊。
The message for today is the lamb of the Passover.
这一只神所预备的羔羊，在逾越节的时候，它周围有哪些人围绕在它的旁边呢？
This lamb prepared by God during the Passover, there are some people surrounding him. What kind of people surrounding him?
第一种人是卑鄙污秽的宗教人士。
The first kind is the despicable religious hypocrites.
第二种人是迟钝无知的门徒。
The second kind were insensitively ignorant disciples.
第三种人是恩将仇报的叛徒。
The third one is repay love with hate traitor.
你看这只上帝的羔羊周围所围绕的人，你的心有什么样的感觉呢？
What do you feel about this land of God?
是否还有其他的人围绕在耶稣的旁边呢？
Any other people surrounding Jesus?
有的还有一个女人
yes,
一个使女
this particular woman.
我们要来看在耶稣的旁边围绕了他的中灯这一个女人这个使女
So we're going to look into this woman surrounding Jesus.
盼望圣灵能够像你我能够打开，能够让我们看见人不太容易察觉的宝贝在哪里。
Let Holy Spirit open our eyes to see the hidden treasure in our life.
在第三节讲到，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Verses 3, while he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
在这里我希望弟兄姐妹能够看见这位使女，这位女人跟耶稣之间那个关系。
I want you to look into the relationship between this maid and Jesus.
因为这个女人知道耶稣不久就要被杀死。
She knew Jesus was going to die soon.
我们从看见这个女人对这位耶稣她所做的一件事情，她是趁着坐席的时候，她抓紧了那个时机。
You can see she was grabbing the moment, reclining at the table.
因为这个时候大家都就位了，主人在那里招呼，仆人在那里服务。
There's people ready to take their seats.
这个女人不是这个家的人。
She's not from this family.
她也不是这个家的仆人，也不是这个家的客人。
She was not servant nor guest.
女人在当时来讲是没有社会地位的。
Women were second class citizen around that time.
所以大家在那里，男人在那里坐席的时候呢，她没有任何参与活动的空间。
She had no place among men.
大家正在忙的时候，不是一个很方便的时间。
It's inconvenient when everybody was busy around.
这个女人是在这样的情况之下，她趁着赶快抓住那个机会。
And she grabbed the moment.
有一个小孩子，他长大了以后，他才知道这个事情。他过去从小发生的一件事情，他后来明白过来了。
Sometime when a kid grew up, they understood what happened during his childhood.
他到一个人的家去吃饭的时候呢，他发现他们家的那个饼呢，好像不是很脆的。
One time she thought that the cookie was stale.
他回忆他过去从小吃的那个饼都是非常的脆的，一咬就碎掉的。
She remember when he grew up, it was always cookie was always crispy.
所以他以为这种饼呢是永远就是这么脆的。
So she thought cookie should be always be crispy.
原来他后来明白，原来是他妈妈每一次都算好他回家的时间，把那个饼做得刚刚好，他一到家的时候他就可以吃，所以他每次回到家吃的饼都是脆脆的饼。
Now he realized because his mom timed it so well, so he could always eat it fresh and crispy.
他不知道这个饼其实必须刚刚好那个时间做出来的时候，吃的时候是脆的，所以他以为观念中就一直以为这种饼本来就是这么脆的。
He didn't realize the timing was so exquisite to be crispy.
其实是这个母亲的爱心，她抓紧了那个时刻，她孩子，她要算好我孩子在什么时候回来，我配合她的时间，在那个时候把饼做好，所以她每一次吃的都是脆饼。
Because the mom grabbed the moment, showed his love, made sure the cookie was always crispy.
其实人与人的相处里面，如果能够抓紧对方所需要的时间，这是一件很伟大的事情。
So among people,Grab the moment, sometimes so important. Timing is everything.
第二件事情，他是给出来的是一个至贵的真纳达香膏，他是付出代价的。
She paid costly price because the perfume was very expensive.
非常的昂贵的。
It cost a lot.
我们要付出去的时候呢，有时候付出的东西价值不高。这个感觉跟价值很高，事实上在接受的人里面是有感觉的。
People receive your present can tell the price of your present.
在这里形容说这个香膏是非常非常贵的。
Here the perfume was very expensive.
我想我们当中用过 Chanel 的人就知道，那个 Chanel 每次都是一小滴，这样滴一点点而已。
Why in department stores, perfume department always at the entrance?
我想很少人 Chanel 是拿来用倒的啊。
Nobody pours Chanel on your head.
第三件事情，他把这个玉瓶，这个香膏玉瓶打破，他定义一定要把它整个付出去。
So she was determined because she broke the jar.
因为当时所做的这个香膏呢，是很浓的一种浓缩物，所以当这个香膏的瓶子呢做的时候呢，它必须是用玻璃把它用封死的。
The perfume was so concentrated and it was well sealed up in a jar.
当时的技术呢，没有办法把这个瓶子能够用好的瓶塞再塞住，因为一定有缝隙啊。
Because the technology of that day, they want to make sure it's well sealed.
这个香膏呢，只要一打开以后呢，跟空气接触就产生氧化作用。
Once it opened, exposed to the air, then it would get oxidized.
那这个跟空气接触以后，里面的香味呢，就会慢慢慢慢的下降了。
Then the fragrance will gradually diminishing.
那这个香膏的品质呢，就不能再保存下去。
Then the quality.Of perfume no longer there.
所以也就在那个时候，如果你把这个香膏一打破呢，那就是说这一次就用完了。
So she broke the jar means she will use it all.
不能再回收啊，不能再循环使用，这是一次性的工作。
No more recycled.
这么贵的香膏呢，他定义一定要把它打破，他又一次的就要使用完全在耶稣身上。
She determined to use it all on Jesus.
当他下定决心一定要达成。这是他的意愿，因为这个瓶子呢，他要把它打破。
She made up her mind, and she broke the jar to use it all.
当两个人在相处的里面呢，如果有一方呢，他定义一定要完成一件事情在对方身上的时候，这个时候就会表现出他自己里面的诚意。
So sometimes you need to show your determination to others when you deal with each other together.
我们礼拜四的晚上，在王伯母、慧明跟正堂的家聚会。
Thursday we have Bible study in Hui Ming's house.
上个礼拜四呢，王伯母呢，她上街啊去购买食物的时候呢，她特别找了橘子啊，一定要买到橘子。
And Hui Ming's mom deliberately picked the wonderful tangerine for us to share.
她事实上是有对象的。
She has someone in mind.
那就是我们的陆大夫。
Because she had Dr. Lu in mind.
那个陆大夫呢，很多东西他都不吃的。
Because there's some limitation on what he can eat.
太咸太甜，他都不愿意吃的。
He's very particular about his food.
所以王伯母买的那个橘子就是不太甜，但是还可以吃的，就是味道刚刚好符合他的需要的。
So she picked the one who fit her taste, fits his taste.
所以那一天的晚上呢，这个王伯母就说：“你要吃一个橘子啊，你要吃一个橘子。”
So she urged him to take the tangerine.
但是我们的陆大夫呢，他已经吃过饭了以后呢，他就不再吃东西的。
But Dr. Lu already ate dinner, and usually his habit not to eat anything after dinner.
所以开始是请他吃，但是他没有吃。
So when she urged him to eat, he did not do it.
后来一次再一次的叮咛说你一定要吃。
But after again and again, he gave in.
后来陆大夫就感觉到是有压力的。
He felt the heat.
他就赶快把一个橘子拿起来说，我带着走好了，我不要现在吃，但是我带走好了。
So he said, I'll take it with me.
我当时就觉得松了一口气。
So he felt relieved.
我怕他要是 不再拿或不吃的话，可能等一下王伯母就用橘子丢他了。
So he's concerned that he'll be punished.
因为王伯母怎样，他定义一定要你吃。
Because Weimin's mom is so determined.
他的心意一定要达成。
He wants to accomplish her will.
就像那个女人，她把那个瓶子呢就打破掉了。
Just like this maid broke the jar.
这一次一打破的话，就全部是给你了。
Once it's broken, have to use it all.
并且他打破了这个玉瓶以后，他把整个的香膏呢就浇在耶稣的头上。
And she poured the perfume on Jesus' head.
一般这么浓的香膏倒在头上，大部分是要洗头发用的。
Usually it's like looks like a shampoo.
你可以想象那个香味多浓啊，整个都倒在耶稣的头上。
So you can see the amount of fragrance in the air.
事实上，倒在耶稣的头上。等一下就会流到他的身上。
Once it pour on his head, then it will be dripping down his body as well.
整个的房间就会充满着香气。
And the whole room full of the fragrance.
他倒在耶稣的头上，他也坐到耶稣的心上。
So he also blessed Lord's heart.
两个人相处的关系里面，我们做什么说什么，最希望最后就是要做到他感觉到他的心里面感受到了。
Whatever you do to others, you want others to feel in their heart.
这个女人用这样的方式来表达她对耶稣的关心。
So she showed her affection to the Lord.
她抓紧时间。
She grabbed the moment.
她付出重大的代价。
She paid costly price.
她已经下定决心。
She showed complete determination.
而且她一定要做到耶稣的心能够感觉得到。
And she blessed Lord's heart.
但是她这样做这些事情的时候，是在什么样的一个环境之下来做呢？
Under what kind of circumstances did she do all these things?
当他在这样做的时候，周围围着是耶稣的门徒。
There are some disciples of Jesus around her.
圣经写着说，有几个人心中很不喜悦，说为何这样枉费香膏呢？
In scripture says, some of these present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume?
这香膏可以卖30多两银子啊，周济穷人，他们就向这个女人生气。
It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and give to the poor, and they were angry, rebuked her harshly.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事啊。”
Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
这个女人对着耶稣，她抓紧时机，她摆上了她的一切。他决定一定要完成，而且他要做到耶稣的心里有感受。
She grabbed it all, she gave it all, she filled Jesus' heart, and she was so determined.
他是在怎么样的环境完成这些事情呢？
Under what kind of circumstances?
他是在逆境中来服侍这位耶稣。
She was serving against the tide.
这是一个不是很愉快、很舒服的环境。
It's not pleasant to serve against the tide.
当他做的时候，周围的人对他所做的很不喜悦。
People around her feel indignant，
并且还对他生气。
They rebuke her harshly，
而且想办法各样的办法来难为他。
And they all kinds of things bothering her。
不但这样，他们还说何用这样枉费呢
？And then they always comment, why this waste？
通常男人若讲这样的话，对女人这样讲的话，意思就是等于你怎么这么。
Usually, when men say this to women, means you're stupid.
可以卖钱周济穷人啊。
It could have been sold and given to the poor.
他们公开的来批评他。
And then they just openly criticizing her.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们在教会里面的侍奉，如果周围的环境是这样的话，你愿意再侍奉下去吗
？Sometimes when we serve in church.Under such circumstances, are you willing to continue?
你在侍奉的时候，别人对你很不喜悦，并且向你生气。
If someone comment indignantly to you, rebuke you,
你还愿意继续侍奉吗？
Are you willing to continue serving?
如果别人批评你说你笨，你还愿意继续做吗？
If someone criticize you being idiot or stupid, are you going to do it again?
所以我们在这里看见这一个的女人对着耶稣。他是抓紧时机来侍奉的。
So you can see this maid grabbed the moment.
他付出重大的代价来侍奉的。
She paid an expensive price.
他下定决心来侍奉的。
She was so determined.
他侍奉一定要做到耶稣的心有感觉。
She felt Jesus' heart.
并且他是在逆境当中来侍奉。
And she also served against the tide.
我们看见。包围这个羔羊的这个女人呢，她所做出来的这样的事情上，这位主耶稣，这位羔羊，她有没有反应呢
？So what's the response of God of Lamb to her serving？
第六节，耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”
Leave her alone, said Jesus.Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
这是主耶稣的反应。
This is response from Jesus.
第七节，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
你可以看到这一幅非常美丽的图画。
You can see this wonderful picture.
这两个人之间的亲密的关系到达这样的程度。
The intimate relationship between the two.
这个女人尽她的一切，但是耶稣他有感觉的。
She gave it all, and Jesus felt it.
虽然当时这个女人在社会上没有什么地位，
even though she didn't have social status at that time，
我们来看耶稣对这个女人的回应，她的反应，她的感觉是怎么样。
Let's look Jesus' response to this woman.
当坐席的时候，这个女人抓紧这个时机来做这件事情的时候，
when she grabbed the moment reclining at the table，
耶稣是有感觉的。
Jesus felt about it.
第七节讲说，耶稣回应说，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
And Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
不是根据主人的时间，也不是根据仆人的时间，也不是因为根据客人的时间。
The timing is not about guests.About the host, about the servant.
也甚至不是根据这个女人自己的时间。
It's not even about this woman's timing.
而是根据主耶稣的时间。
It's about Jesus' time.
所以主耶稣对这个女人，她在抓紧那个时刻的，她有感觉，她有反应，她对她有这样的表示。
So when she grabbed the moment, Jesus had feeling toward her action.
这个女人为着耶稣付出的这个是至贵的香膏，她是付出了很大的一个代价。
She paid costly price.
她的门徒说，这一个香膏啊，值30两的银子。
It costs 30 denarii.
我不相信各位女士能够买到30两银子的香水。
I don't think you can buy such expensive perfume today.
30两的银子可能值美金啊，那就好几千块啊。
Probably cost more than thousands of U.S. dollars.
但是他付出了这么重大的代价，耶稣有感觉的。
And Jesus felt about the price she paid.
因为第八节，耶稣回应说，他所做的是尽他所能的。
Because Jesus responded, she did what she could.
什么叫做尽他所能的？
What did he meant? She did what she could.
弟兄姐妹，你爱一个人，爱到一个程度，你会感觉到疼痛，这个叫做尽他所能的。
Love hurts.
Until you feel the pain. 爱一个人，爱到自己会疼啊，这个就是叫做爱的意思。真的爱到了，摸到你的心了。
If you truly love someone, you may feel the pain.
我的太太常常对我抱怨。
My wife always complained to me.
说我爱她爱得不够深。
I do not love her enough.
她常常回来跟我讲说，她的同事的先生买什么东西给她。
She said, my colleague's husband bought such and such things to her.
然后她都会跟我附带告诉我她的价值是多少。
And also the price he paid for the wife's present.
那我就跟她讲说。他的先生 付了这么多的钱呢，他的心一定是疼的。
So I said his husband must hurting in his heart, paying so much.
但是你要知道，我只要付1-2块，我就心会疼的。
But you know, even $1 or $2 costs me. If it hurts me.
所以希望他能够了解。
So I hope she will understand.
你要爱一个人，你一定要付到你感觉到心会疼痛，那个就表示你的爱已经出来了。
So if you love someone and it hurts your heart, that means you truly love this person.
主耶稣的感觉是非常的细腻的。
So Jesus had all kinds of feeling
他人内心里面的意念，他能够很敏锐的能够感觉得到。
She can understand our will.
当这个女人把玉瓶打破的时候，她决心一定要把这个付出去的时候，她感觉到了。
He felt her determination.
在第八节的地方，主耶稣的回应说：“他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。”预先准备就要浇在我的身上。
Jesus said, "She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial."
一个人下定了决心，一定要完成的时候，你可以感觉到的。
So if someone is truly determined, you can see that.
我相信我们当中很多的做妻子的人。如果你感觉到你的丈夫无论怎么样，他已经就是决定要爱你爱的一辈子的话，我想你的心里面那种温暖，那是常常会充满的。
The wife should feel the warmth that your husband truly loves you.
如果他已经下定决心，不管你的情况是怎么样，我就是要爱你，要爱到底。
Through thick and thickness, he will love you forever.
不在乎时间地点。
It doesn't matter where and when.
不在乎方式和条件。
It doesn't matter what and how.
这就是预先的意思。
That means beforehand.
所以这个女人她已经定义，她早就已经想好，不管那个场合当时她适合不适合过去，在人家这个男人聚集的地方，该不该这样的时间，该不该这个场合，她都已经预先好，我一定要完成，我已经决定下来了。
She made up her mind beforehand, regardless of the surroundings.
主耶稣感觉到。他那个预先的心意，他已经感受到了。
So Jesus felt her determination beforehand.
而且他把那个香膏呢，就浇在耶稣的头上，他要做到耶稣的心有感觉。
And she poured perfume on Jesus' head. She wanted Jesus to feel her heart.
他要服侍呢，他有一个确定的对象，那就是耶稣。
She had a specific target, which was Jesus.
因为耶稣他回应说，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She did what she could according to Jesus, and Jesus said she poured perfume on my body.
他已经确定锁定的目标就是耶稣。
So the target was on Jesus.
有一个先生去买了一个很贵的榴莲啊，送回家给他太太吃。
A husband bought a very expensive fruit for his wife.
榴莲英文怎么说 ？Durian.
Durian.
他是水果之王。
So they call the king of fruit.
但是那个榴莲等一下谁在吃呢？就是他自己在吃。
Then who was eating it?
因为他太太根本不喜欢吃榴莲。
Because the wife didn't like it.
所以他的送这个礼物的目标是谁呢
？So what's the target of this gift?
所以我们要知道，人给的表达他的意那个目标对准的是谁，那个是非常重要的一件事情。
So the target of your gift is very vital.
并且这个女人，她是在逆境当中来服侍的。
She was serving against tide.
主知道吗
？Jesus knew about it.
他清清楚楚的点滴在心头。
So he felt that she served against the tide.
因为耶稣说由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他知道他服侍是很多的困难在那里阻碍他来服侍的。
That's why Jesus said, "Leave her alone," because he knew she was doing a beautiful thing and serving against the tide.
弟兄姐妹，你在侍奉当中，有时候你是默默的，你是卑微的，你有时候在。比较艰难的环境当中，你来侍奉他，主耶稣都知道的。
Sometimes when you serve behind the scenes in difficult circumstances, Jesus knows it.
我们看见这个女人，她是这样的方式来服侍这位耶稣。
We can see how she served Jesus.
她要抓紧时间。
She grabbed the opportunity.
她尽上她一切的付上代价。
She paid dearly.
她下定决心。
She was determined.
她锁定目标。
And she had his target.
不管怎样的环境，她就是要服侍。
Regardless of circumstances, even against tide.
主耶稣对她这样的服侍 他的肯定表达出来了。
So Jesus acknowledged her serving.
他说他在我身上所做的是一件美事。
Jesus acknowledged she has done a beautiful thing to me.
如果我们只是看到只有这两个人的关系，有时候还看不到真正的图画。
Sometimes difficult to see the relationship between the two.
这个女人她所服侍的这个对象不是只是耶稣而已。
But the target of her service not only for Jesus.
这是这位创造天地的主宰。
And she was serving God.
她可以掌管整个的宇宙。
God controls everything, the universe.
一个全能、全足、全丰的上帝。
Almighty God.
但是却为这一个小小的女子这样默默的付出，她摸到上帝的心了。
But because she served and she touched God's heart.
这个在主耶稣的心里面何等的温馨。
Jesus acknowledged that.
弟兄姐妹，你和耶稣也可以享受到这样的光景。
You can enjoy the same relationship with Jesus.
我们刚才起头刚才看到说，这个上帝所预备的羔羊，所周围所围绕他的这些人，有那个虚伪的宗教人士。
So you can see the people around the God of Lamb, despicable religious people.
那些麻木不仁的门徒。
The ignorant disciples.
还有出卖耶稣的叛徒。
And also traitors.
实在很奇妙的，就有这样一个。愿意把自己付出一切代价的这个女人。
Miraculously, there's this woman gave it all.
主耶稣对这样的人，我们看见他一点不但不轻看，而且他的对这样的人，他的赏赐是极其广大的。
So what's the reward for this woman?
这个女人可能没有想到她可以得到这样的奖赏。
Probably she didn't think about this.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will always be told in memory of her.
在永恒中，她已经得到奖赏了。
So she received her reward in eternity.
2000年来在传福音的时候，这个女人再一次的被纪念。
So even 2,000 years from that time, we still remember this woman.
在人类的整个历史里面，这一笔生意是最成功的。
So this is the most successful business among human history.
你知道吗？我们要在电视台上面登广告的话，一秒钱是用一秒钟、一秒钟的算的。
When you advertise on television, it was counted by seconds.
这个女人的广告在各种的环境各种的场合免费的为她做广告。
So when people preached, it's like free advertisement for this woman.
坐在耶稣的身上是绝对值得的。
So reclining in Jesus' chair worth everything.
盼望我们也围绕在主耶稣的周围。
So we should recline in Jesus' chair.
这位上帝的羔羊。
In front of Lamb of God.
他是配得的。
So he's worthy.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.